Grade 7E Christmas Show, The Talking Christmas Tree. Good morning. Welcome to the Grade 7E Christmas Show. My name is Siyung, and I am Tanatad. Tanatad, what is the name of our Christmas show? You should know. You are one of the MCs. All right, silly boy. The name of the 7E Christmas show is The Talking Christmas Tree. Yes, a tree is alive, of course, so maybe it can have feelings and thoughts. That's what this show is about, and we decided that trees can talk. Tanatad, if you wanted a Christmas tree, where would you get it? Well, I'd go with my parents and buy one at a mall, but remember what Mr. Mike told us? Yes, he said that when he was a little boy, he went up a mountain with his parents and dog, and they cut down their own Christmas tree. Ouch! Do you think that hurt the tree? You know, the axe and all? I'm not sure if a tree could feel pain or not, but I am sure they wouldn't like it. But I think our tree will learn something during the play. Right! Our Christmas show, The Talking Christmas Tree, is about Christmas from the point of view of the tree, the way the Christmas tree sees it. So, on with the show. 7E presents The Talking Christmas Tree. Another nice morning. I love it when we wake up and find new snow on the ground. I don't like it. I am small, and the snow is heavy on my limbs. Oh, quit whining, Tiny. It is a beautiful day. Look at the sun, and it is winter. The birds have gone south to warmer weather. Right, no more nests in our tree limbs. No more bird poo-poo stinking up the place. Hush, don't talk like that. People are listening. And people are coming. Look, what are they doing? And what is that big sharp thing that the man is carrying? Uh-oh, that's an axe. It must be Christmas time. Axe? Christmas time? What do you mean? We have heard before that sometimes humans come up this mountain and cut down a tree for a ceremony they call Christmas. It hurts to be chopped down, and then, after a couple of weeks, you die. Die? Die! Will they chop me down? No, you are small. They like big trees, like us. Look, there's some trees. I like that small one. Let's cut it down. No, that one is too small. Bill, let's get a big one this year. Go chop down the tall one. Goodbye, my family. Merry Christmas, I guess. No! Wait, stop. Tanatad, why are you stopping? Don't you think that big people chopping down a little tree is bullying? Let me think about that. Well, you are right. Chopping down a tree could be considered bullying, so we won't show that part of the play. Instead, we'll have a commercial, sell a product. We have to pay for this show somehow. Commercial. Hi, how are you? I'm tired. I walk home from school to school. Let's have some water. No, it doesn't help. Let's try some cola. No, it doesn't help. Do you want to try this? Wow, it's so great. Are you getting better? Yes, what is it? This is Lamb Yai brand juice. What? Lamb Yai juice. Healthy and delicious. Powerful. Fresh. 100% fruit juice. Not water. Just juice. Why is he running around like that? He drank 5 boxes of Lamb Yai brand fruit juice. Get Mong Kong. Everyone shouts, get Mong Kong. Oh, I will help him. Thanks, I needed that. Lamb Yai fruit juice, buy it today. We're back. Now we are in the home of the people who cut down the big father tree. That tree doesn't look very happy. This is a nice house. Warm, too. Not cold like on the mountain. Strange. It didn't hurt when the humans cut me down. Uh-oh. Here comes the little kid. Wow. What a nice tree. Gee, I hope it didn't hurt the tree to be chopped down. No, it didn't. Don't worry. Who said that? I did. You can't talk. You are a tree. Who said trees can't talk? Anyone? No. I guess no one has ever said that to me. So, you can talk. Yes, but only to...
Who are you talking to, Junior?
No one, Dad.
Mother, come in here. Junior is talking to himself again.
Oh, let him talk to himself. It is part of growing up. Come on, help me prepare dinner.
Dude, look. There's a stupid tree in our living room.
The humans did that last year. Why do they do that? I don't know. But don't you remember? The humans gave each other presents, like at a birthday, and we got presents too.
That's right. I got a new rubber bone to chew, and you got that little toy mouse with that funny smell you like.
It's called catnip, stupid.
Hey, don't do that. You aren't outside.
Dude, I did it last year.
Yeah, and you spent 5 days outside, too.
Yes, I forgot. Thanks.
Uh-oh, here come some humans. Let's get out of here.
We'll be right back for the conclusion of our show. But first, a word from our sponsors. I have to insert one more promo here. We're back. It's Christmas Eve, and the family is preparing for bed. Everyone is excited, even the dog and cat.
Hey, you get to do that, but I don't get to do what I want to do.
Yeah, but you will make a big wet mess on the floor.
Hey, cat, stop that.
Rover, you are funny. I thought you were the tree talking.
I didn't say anything.
I did.
You can talk. Trees can't talk.
Of course I can talk.
You can. So why can't trees?
Rover, the tree does have a point.
Glad I didn't pee-pee on it.
The tree might have hit me with a branch.
If you had done that to me, I promise I would be a bat and you would be a flying baseball.
Don't be mad.
I'm not. Just don't let the family know I can talk.
Don't tell them.
Oh, we won't.
Good, that's done. Now let's all get to bed.
Please let me stay for a few minutes. I promise I won't open any presents.
Son, you said that last year, and you opened them all on Christmas Eve, after we went to sleep.
That was last year. I'm a big boy now.
Yes, dear. You always say we have to trust. I am sure Junior learned his lesson last year.
I sure did.
I had to wrap up all my presents and open them again on Christmas Day. And I had to pretend to be surprised.
I wish you could talk, Tree. I hope we didn't hurt you when we chopped you down.
You didn't.
Actually, it kind of tickled.
Who said that? Who said that?
Don't look around, kid. Look up.
You? The Christmas tree? You can talk?
Of course. Why should you humans have all the fun?
Wow, a Christmas tree that can talk.
Our tree didn't talk last year.
Only trees from a forest can talk.
If you get your tree from a tree farm, they haven't learned how to talk.
Yes, we got you in the forest. But how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
I was 42 in human years, but that will end soon.
42? Wow, that's old.
But my English teacher at school is much older.
Oh, no. We chopped you down. We killed you.
Wait. Think for a moment. If you killed me, how can I be talking to you?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Christmas is important to you, isn't it?
Yes, but it isn't the presents. Dad works, travels for work a lot, so I don't get to see him every day. But he always makes sure he is here for Christmas. And this year, he took me with him to get a tree, and we got you.
Yes, you did.
Oh, do you have a family? You miss your family, don't you?
Yes, I miss them. But don't you worry. I think I have learned something very important watching you and your family the last 2 days.
What did you learn?
It's late. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Maybe I will tell you then. Now, you need to get some sleep, and I need to think about something.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Right. But don't tell your parents about our talk. It is our secret.
Don't worry, I won't.
Good night.
Good night, son.
Maybe I have something very important to do.
Oh, my. I think I have tears in my eyes.
Women. Always crying about something sad.
I saw that. You were crying, too.
Just dust in my eyes. Now, back to the play. It is Christmas morning. Everyone is opening presents, and everyone is happy.
Thank you for the new cookingware. My pots and pans were getting old. And thanks for the new clothes, dear. Gotta put everything away.
Wow, 42 new neckties. Which one should I wear first?
Whoa, I got a new rubber bone. Yummy.
And I got a new toy mouse to play with.
Mom, Dad, thanks for the train set. I will set it up later.
Everybody is happy, but you.
No, my son, I am very happy too. But I am with my family. You aren't. You must miss them.
No. I talk with my family and tree friends every day.
But how? They are far, far away.
We call it communing. Can you say that?
Communing.
Very good. You learn quickly.
But the day after New Year's Day, we will take you down and take you to the tree dump. You will disappear in a few weeks.
No, I will be helping other creatures. Parts of me will go into the soil. Those parts of me will help other animals live. I will return to nature and the earth. All part of nature's plan.
And something else.
Something else? What? I am a Christmas tree, and I made you and your family happy. I helped all of you. Maybe that was my purpose for being a tree. Don't worry. Everything is good. Merry Christmas, young boy, and have many more.
Thank you, C.T., and Merry Christmas to you.
C.T. What do you mean, C.T.? When humans really like someone, they often give that person a nickname. C.T., that is my nickname for you. Christmas tree. I won't forget you.
So that's our Christmas play. Hope you enjoyed it.
But we aren't finished yet. Everyone will come out on stage. Thank you for being a good audience.